Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. The answer, it seems, should be right at the tips of our tongues. Yet scientists know less about taste than they do about other senses, such as sight and hearing. But what they're learning is souring them on a lot of old notions, like the misconception that there are maps for sections of our tongues that only sense certain tastes, or the whole idea that only four basic tastes exist: sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. Well, research suggests there's at least one more, a savory taste called umami, which is commonly associated with bacon. And French researchers are investigating the possibility that fat actually could have its own set of taste receptors within the mouth. Although much of what we know about taste is in flux, one concept remains undisturbed, and that is, taste is essentially rooted in chemistry. And that chemistry starts the moment we chomp down on a sandwich, crunch on a potato chip, or sip on a soda. These simple acts trigger complex electrochemical processes that ultimately lead to the brain, where yum or yuck pops to mind. In this episode, we explore what food chemists are doing to dampen the yucks and enhance the yums. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how altering one chemical compound could make whole wheat bread a lot more alluring, how a new way to detect smoky grapes could help keep wine fine, and finally, in an unrelated story, how coffee grounds could help add zing to dietary supplements. Each year, a typical American consumes about 53 pounds of bread. Most of that is made with refined white flour, which nutritionists regard as less healthful than its whole wheat counterpart. But scientists in Minnesota report that they may have found a way to make whole wheat bread and other bakery products more appealing to millions of people. They say the key lies in controlling the amounts of a single chemical compound within the bread that significantly affects its aroma and taste. Their study, like all the others in this episode, appears in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, a weekly ACS publication. Devin Peterson and colleagues explain that whole wheat flour includes all three layers of the grain, bran, germ, and endosperm. In contrast, refined flour is mostly endosperm. Whole wheat flour contains more fiber and compounds called phytochemicals, both of which could help reduce the risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Despite wheat bread's benefits, many consumers choose white bread because they prefer its taste and aroma. Peterson wanted to find out how one specific compound prevalent in whole wheat flour influences these traits. His research team focused on ferulic acid, which is found mostly in bran. Scientists already knew that ferulic acid suppresses one of the critical components of baked bread's aroma. When Peterson's team added ferulic acid to white flour dough, the bread tasted and smelled like wheat bread. They linked those changes to reduced amounts of a number of compounds that help shape bread's aroma. Peterson suggests that understanding these chemical reactions could help bakers make healthier bread more appetizing. Australia is the world's fourth largest exporter of wine. The continent, perhaps due to global climate change, is also burning up. Just last week, more than 150 fires burned in southeastern Australia in the island state of Tasmania. That's glum news for Australian vintners. You see, all of that wildfire smoke ruins the flavor of grapes, which in turn can spoil a lot of wine. But now, scientists in South Australia say they have developed a way to detect grapes exposed to smoke and perhaps prevent the production of bad-tasting vino. Yoji Hayasaka and colleagues point out that Australia and other areas of the world are experiencing an increase in bush and wildfires, which may continue and intensify with global climate change. Smoke from those fires can travel long distances and poses a special threat for wine grapes. Grapes exposed to smoke yield wines with unpalatable aromas and tastes. Those flavors are sometimes described as resembling smoked meat, disinfectant, or a dirty ashtray. The researchers sought to find a way to manage or avoid production of smoke-tainted wines, so they developed a test for the substances formed in grapes after exposure to smoke. In laboratory tests, they found this method can determine whether grapes have been smoke-tainted before they were crushed and then pressed into wine. The test can also be used to identify wines that have previously been contaminated with smoke. In our final story this week, researchers figure out how to make the most out of the daily grind. Scientists in Spain report that used coffee grounds could find new life as a rich source of antioxidants commonly used in dietary supplements. According to Maria Paz de Peña and colleagues, people around the world drink millions of cups of coffee every day, generating about 20 million tons of used grounds annually. Although some spent coffee grounds find commercial use as a farm fertilizer, most end up in trash destined for landfills. Coffee itself is a rich source of healthful antioxidants. De Peña's team wondered about the amount of antioxidants that remained in used coffee grounds from different coffee-making methods. They compared filter, plunger, and espresso-style coffee makers, which left more antioxidants than mocha-style coffee makers. Because filter and espresso coffee makers are more common in homes and commercial kitchens, the researchers report that most of those grounds are likely to be good sources of antioxidants and other useful substances. In addition, De Peña says that after these compounds are extracted, the grounds can still be used as fertilizer. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Packs. To access this week's Press Pack, January 23, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.